Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
And this is a really, really wholesome, but quite kind of aggressive at the same time episode, all about why is it when you finally start to try and actually like yourself, it seems like everyone in your fucking life hates you for it? It's the crux, it's the question of the moment. Enjoy. Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. It's, again, quite early.
No, like... no, I'm not doing a time zone conversation.
That's
I thought
I know.
It last time, like... I thought, I can't be bothered to do this time zone conversation every week. It's so bad.
Well,
it's
that's honestly what comes to my mind.
Episode. I know, same, because it's jarring. But anyway.
It's like nothing's new because I've just woken up.
So true. Well, how was your sleep? Any good dreams?
Oh my God, I woke up to a bad dream.
What happened?
You know when that happens, when you wake up to like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. It was, oh my God, funny because we were just talking about The Last of Us, but it was almost like I was having to like pack my belongings for an apocalypse sort of thing. It was like, which photos do I want to take? Genuinely, I wish I was going with him. Yeah. It looked like I was going alone.
Alone. She's going it alone. I'm team if there's an apocalypse and everyone's turning into zombies. I'm sorry, I have to kill myself. No one's surprised. I'm on the brink anyway. But I think the zombie apocalypse.
She's like, been waiting for an excuse.
Yeah. Life's not worth living now for sure. Like, there's nothing, there's no like. Mindful. There's no meditation that can get
that
me out
way,
of this one.
For sure.
Well, it's like, I think I'm not watching you turn into a zombie and then you try and eat me. No, absolutely not.
No.
I have to die before I get to see everyone that I love turn into zombies and I can't communicate with them and everyone's across the world. Do you know what I mean?
Really? I think I'm giving it a go because I'm hoping for, like, you come across some kind of commune where it's kind of, do you know what I'm thinking? It's almost Amity from Divergent.
Like, I think you kind it's of get you're there the somehow. Leader of the commune. You know, I'm you always kind talk like... about this world that you rule and it's like kind of token economy and like you've got all these like rules for living.
I don't need to rule it. I just need to be a key member of the like political
queen.
Team.
The queen of the castle.
I don't need to lead it, but I'm not doing like the digging, but I'm
that's
involved
I'm
in some kind of
you're not
I'm
cleaning
involved
up
structurally.
After yourself, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that I'm holding out for that. I'm like fighting it through, but realistically I'm not going to be able to survive.
But it's fucked up, is that you can't even listen to music. Imagine a song comes in your head, you can't even listen to it.
No, you can, because then you get the scene where you find like a radio somewhere and it's like playing some old song and you dance with like the guy that you kind of met that you've fallen in love with at the shelter kind of thing.
Shut up. No, I'm out
like
there.
You had a little meet cute. He maybe was gonna shoot you. He was like, are you infected? You're like, no, you're infected. And then you like
no, you're infected. Straight from the writer's room of The Last of Us.
Yeah, right.
I'm excited for this episode because I was saying to you earlier, it's a bit of a burning, it's a hot topic for me.
Yeah.
At the moment. Because every bloody episode, I can't shut up about how I'm like, oh, I like myself now. Ooh, I'm not so bad. Blah, blah, blah. I know I just said I was going to kill myself. But I'm telling the lie between being happy and being sad. And I was thinking recently, you know, like, trying to like yourself, it's quite unlikable. And I said to Seffi earlier, do you ever feel like when you finally like yourself, everyone else hates you? Like sometimes the people in your life and even just the general messaging from society, it does kind of feel like people don't want to see you thrive. Because for whatever reason, 100%. It threatens them.
I think goes against every rule that you've ever been told in life. So I think it's like, yeah, it's 100% a direct threat. And also, like, some of the ways that people behave when they truly are liking themselves aren't the most likable things. It's like annoying. We were talking about, like, the need to, like, if when you're fully feeling like, right, I really respect and, like, love myself in, like, a true way, maybe I need to retreat for, like, 2 months and just, like, spend time on my own. It's like, that's not a likable thing. Everyone's like, why aren't you coming out?
Yeah, you've got no one to come home to after that. no one to come back to. You know what I also was thinking, it's kind of, I mean, I'm not vegan anymore, but it's kind of the thing that I think is still true, obviously, and something that I always felt, well, I just think it's one of the things of being vegan, or when someone says they're vegan, sometimes the response that they're met with is like, oh no, no, no. People kind of get a bit defensive.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, like, there are annoying militant vegans in the world, fuck them.
Yeah.
But when someone says, oh, I'm vegan, it's kind of like, well, I blah, 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 blah. And I think for whatever reason, someone kind of declaring that they've made their own decision to live in a way that doesn't align with yours, for sometimes feels like a direct threat.
Definitely. Because also there's an idea with, especially veganism, or like any decision that's like a moral decision, is that you've made a sacrifice.
And you're superior.
You're willing to say, like, you're putting yourself on like a higher moral kind of plane. Yeah. That's like, I'm doing this and you lowly meat eaters can't keep up with this shit. Realistically, that's not what's fucking happening at all.
No.
But I think it can be interpreted as that. So I think there's a thing of like, I just love myself now. I just really am going to do what's best for me. And you fuckers aren't. Like, it's not a likable thing.
No, but is that because the things that often go hand in hand with trying to like yourself, just trying to put in some effort and be like, all right, maybe I'm not so bad. Or like, maybe I should take care of myself. Mm. Those things are often like not very relatable. It's not like, it's not much more relatable to be super self-deprecating, like almost. I think our culture and like even so much of humor is tied to declaring yourself as a piece of shit.
Definitely. And also it's the easy route. I have been noticing I think it's kind of more of a British thing.
Oh,
like,
because
I've been doing that because it's such an easy way. It's such an easy way to get a laugh.
To lighten the mood, yeah, cheap laugh.
Yeah.
And then they look at you like, huh? You need
some
help?
And it makes people uncomfortable, I think, sometimes. But then also it makes people uncomfortable to say the opposite. You've got to...
100%.
What people want from you is to be so neutral about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They really... Just numb.
I think people want you to represent yourself in a way that perfectly aligns with their perception of you. And anything that you do that subverts their idea of you is going to be jarring to them. It's not up to them to decide who you are. It's for you to decide. Mm. Yeah, like when you do something that subverts someone else's idea of you, especially if... Do you ever get the thing of being like... Have you done the revision? No, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not doing the homework, blah, blah, blah. And then you get into lesson, everyone's done the homework. And it's like, hang on a minute. You snakes.
Why motherfuckers. Did you lie?
Not even lie.
That's
but
a
just
bad
like,
trait to be that person.
You fucking snaked me, but it's like, it's nice when you're in your flop era, it's nice to feel like you've got some support. And it's kind of the thing with influencers as well, like with Emma Chamberlain, people being like, she's out of touch now. It's like, we only like people when they're small and unhappy and in their flop era. I hate to say it, but do you know what I mean?
And relatable.
It is hard. It's hard to accept sometimes that people have grown, or especially if it's like they've grown beyond how you see yourself. Do you know what I mean? So it kind of goes both ways.
Or how you saw you with them.
Yeah.
I think it's like, that's why it's with like, with a friend, it's hard. And also then like, you can put that into like, with an influencer that you like, i.e. Emma. People love her so much because they saw themselves in her. Then she surpasses what they're obviously doing.
Yeah.
And it's really jarring because it's like, wait, but we were a team. You were my gal.
Exactly.
Like, you were me.
I thought we
You're
were in the
me,
pits
though.
Together. Yeah, how could you do that? How could you do that to us?
Yeah. But it's not fair because it's like, look, to be honest, she's not you.
No.
And also like anyone, your friend, your fucking cousin, whoever the fuck it is that you feel like is jarring you or that you will feel like you're jarring. It's like, look, we're not the same fucking people. You're not. That's also one of the brutal truths. It's like people do outgrow each other and it is actually really fucking
100%.
Weird.
And I also think it's a very human thing to, there's obviously a lot of shame around it and it's kind of feeds into the whole jealousy thing of like, we're told we need to be in constant competition, especially like with female friendships. I feel like that's not the most inclusive term, but that's the one that I know, female friendships. But I feel like younger girls especially are made to feel like they need to be in constant competition with all the other girls that they know, including their friends, but then also be, oh my God, so kind and supportive, and you need to be happy for her, and you need to be graceful, and you need to be, you can't be a sore loser and all of these things. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a really human thing to be jealous or intimidated or threatened or confused when someone does something and you read that that makes you feel shit, but then also you're totally in your right. Obviously, I would quite like for everyone here to maybe slowly but surely like make an effort to like themselves and do to like take part in behaviors that encourage that.
Do you feel that when you like yourself, you like other people more?
Yeah, but I think I've got a bit of a problem that even when I hate myself, I've got a few problems. But I'll spare you the details. I think I have a bit of a problem that even when I hate myself, I kind of think I love everyone else still. So like, I think, oh, everyone else is amazing. Mm. Like in my head, everyone is always amazing.
That's so true about
you. I always think everyone's doing amazing. Everyone's thriving. Everyone's doing better than me. So when I'm happy.
Yeah, you're not very bitter as a person.
Dang. I'm bitter at
myself.
You're
not like bitter, like at all. Yeah, you're bitter at yourself. But I think like, it's not obviously healthy, but I think that is quite a likable trait. Like that's something that will serve you well in society.
Okay.
In that you never come off jealous or bitter or any of these things. Like I even think when you, I would have the instinct 100%. If I'm feeling shit, I would immediately be like, and these fuckers are making everything terrible. Fuck you for doing well. Like I definitely I find it easier to like other people when I like myself. If I hate myself, I'm being such a hater on everyone else.
Yeah, which I think
just
is really
totally
natural.
Projecting. But you don't do
I don't. I do the opposite. I think everyone else has got it right, and I'm it's my self-esteem is I think the self-esteem's a low in it, like, you know, it's not like, oh well, I have a lower self-esteem. You've been to Tenerife, I've been to 11 reef, my self-esteem is lower than yours, blah blah blah. But just like, I think it's equal, but it's funny how it plays out differently in different people, because I agree, I think
it's really different.
Yeah, my instinct is always kind of the comparison is like, oh, how is everyone else doing this? Like, everyone else is so good, why am I so shit? Do you know what I mean? Rather than being like, fuck you lot. But I think
that's
sometimes
the thing, it's like, it's not,
I want to be a bit more like, fuck you lot, but that's a story for another day.
Well, it's not nice. It's what I genuinely think one of the worst fucking feelings, I mean, we speak about it all the time, but that fucking jealous feeling, but the feeling of being bitter and like just unnecessarily judging and hating and all of these things, really all you're saying is I hate myself, basically. It's never about that. And I always think when I acknowledge, like, for example, if I'm, you could literally be like fucking scrolling on fucking Instagram, any old fucking mindless activity, and something triggers you, you start feeling jealous, blah blah blah, blah, or you start feeling like hateful towards someone in any setting, it's the worst feeling in the fucking world, and you get so consumed by it. But whenever I take a moment, I'm just like, right, oh right, okay, no, sorry, you just need a drink of water. Like, it's almost like, what the fuck, like, you got carried away in a thing. Actually, all you needed to do was take care of yourself, show yourself some love, and all those feelings go away. So clearly it was nothing about that person at all, what they did or what they said or whatever happened. It was all about the fact that basically you just needed like 2 hours more sleep.
Yeah, you just needed a break. You needed to like let yourself feel shit for getting bad exam results, or let yourself feel bad for not getting that job, or let yourself feel shit about someone
about
just breaking up with you or rejecting you or whatever it is. Like, it's not about this poor person on Instagram. But it does freak me. I get a bit scared because I think, not to be like, because I'm such a saint, I'm scared of the evils of the world, but almost because that's not my instinct, when I'm around that in life, which I'm around it all the time, people just being human, obviously, and like judging someone or walking down the street and be like, oh, I didn't like that girl's shoes, and I'm just like, it freaks me out, because it feels really unnatural to me. So it makes me feel really uneasy and like unsafe on this planet.
It is uneasy and unsafe. Like that, I think that's the truth. It's actually really horrid. It's such a nasty impulse. And I think that's one of the things that, I don't know, like, I think it should, the shame of feeling shit and then feeling shit about other people, I think that should be taken away. Like,
no,
it's not
definitely
a shameful thing, because it's normal, but it's also fucking horrible and something that you should challenge within yourself. I think there should always be the recognition of, like, usually if you're talking shit on someone else, you're really just wanting to talk shit on yourself, basically.
Yeah, 100%. Have you ever, has someone in your life ever been in a good place or said something or been making an effort to like themselves or doing things that are prioritizing themselves? So, for example, been like, oh my God, I'm drinking so much water at the moment. Or like, yes, I've just got a new job, or oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go on a little solo trip to France, and I'm gonna have a nice bath. And you felt a pang of like, fuck you, I fucking hate you, who the fuck Ooh. Do you think you are, why do you get to do that, like, oh, I hate what Sarah's doing, and Sarah's really up herself like recently, but have you ever
fucking Sarah. No, when I that you kind of flipped that on its head for me, like I was really thinking, like, you when you're like, has anyone done anything amazing, like are they saying they're drinking more water, blah, 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 and I was really thinking like the things my friends are doing and stuff, and I was just feeling like the like pride in them. And then you felt a pang of hatred, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, this isn't going to be a pleasant experience for us recording this podcast.
Like, I don't know. Like, I've definitely felt jealous in life.
Not even jealous, but like...
fucking time.
All right, so for example, I all the time, like, and I think I won't be alone here. I know in this circle, I can imagine a lot of us, like, our social media, like, timelines and feeds and stuff are full of hot girls doing hot girl things, and I love that with my whole brain, and I love it for them with my whole heart, but sometimes I feel like if I take part in those behaviors, that must not really be me. Like, I'm not someone who drinks loads of water and like takes herself on nice walks and prioritize. I'm not that, like, I can't be someone who does all those good things, because I identify with being shit. So that would make me like not relatable, and like, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I can't be, for example, like the whole that girl thing. It's like, oh, I'm not one of the, it's kind of, I'm not like other girls. I think in my head, I'm like.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I agree that that didn't, that girl shit did not hit me. It was not something I wanted.
No.
I didn't see that in myself at all.
But almost if you, let's strip it back into like some habits that might make us healthier, better, happier people, maybe. Let's name three things. What three things that make you better? Tell us.
Doing yoga consistently.
Doing yoga consistently. Perfect. Next.
Eating basically whatever the fuck I want. Eating no guilt, whatever no shame. She wants. Stunning. Allowed to eat whatever she fucking want.
Perfect.
And talking to the people that I love regularly and seeing them.
That you love. Oh, stunning. Right.
That's my pillars. If I can do that every day, fucking hell thriving.
Yeah, that's good. Have you got that written down somewhere? Because you should.
No. Also, yoga doesn't have to be every day. That can just be like a... Okay. When I'm doing that.
When you're doing it consistently. But
yeah,
if you were doing it every day, it would probably have a positive impact on you.
My back would hurt a lot less. Carrying around these fucking boobs since age 12. My back's in fucking...
Exactly. However, I sometimes feel like... And I know we do it on this podcast too, get a bit like self-deprecating when it's like... Oh, guys, like, I'm sorry, but drinking water is going to help you, or like getting outside, I hate to say it, is going to make you feel better. But sometimes I think those like conventional kind of pillars of life that are like recommended by your GP and on the NHS list for like mindfulness, all those fucking things that feel so fucking dumb and like futile are actually really genuinely helpful for humans on like a human scientific level.
Genuinely,
nourishing for your soul. I like to think that like, oh, I'm sure they do work, but like not for me. Like, I'm like an alien. Like, I'm a rare being that I can't be someone that is... Like, I'm not someone who exercises all the time and drinks water and meditates every day. And like, I'm not that person. But it's like, well, maybe I am.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But the thing is, I feel like what makes those things feel like they're not for you is maybe the fact that they've been like aestheticized and turned into thing of like, this is what the pretty girls do, and it's like, oh well, I can't be the
so
girl that's on
pretty.
Instagram doing all these shut the fuck up, or like, this is what the perfect girls do and I have this like thing that I need to be perfect, all of this stuff. It's like, it's a shame that general healthy habits, or like as you just said, things that are like on the NHS of like, drink enough water.
Yeah.
Would you be feeling that's not for me if that was marketed as not as a thing that like 20-year-old girls should do? Drink more water, skincare routine, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Mm. Or if it was marketed towards 53-year-old men, drink more water. They're not being fucking told this shit in any other way than just like, it's good to drink more water. We're being like literally slapped in the face with like, drink more water, you piece of shit. 10-step fucking.
Yeah.
The skincare shit, do yoga, all of this shit has been put,
yeah,
it's been branded within an inch of its life. It's now unrecognizable from like actual health makes you feel good, and now it's just like, do all this shit to
patriarchy's
look good.
Dream
or like, well, do all this shit to be worth something.
I agree. I think that is the perfect point, but I think for me personally, it's not even about it marketed being like to look a certain way. I think it's like the kind of headline of all of these behaviors are, I value myself and I will take time to nourish myself. And I've always felt the opposite of that.
That's
like,
not
I've
for you.
Always yeah I've always yeah. thought on like a deep soul level, I can't care about myself. I don't care about myself. I will act in private and public accordingly to the notion that
against
I don't
care about interest.
Myself. Against my interest. Yeah, honestly, against my better interest. And I wouldn't be caught dead doing something that would bend. Like, I wouldn't. It's like, that's not me. What, put an effort into
I just
myself.
Don't see that for you.
It's neither so, anymore.
So, yeah, no. I think that's the thing. It's like, obviously, I've just seen immense growth in you
in the however many years
we've known each other. What, 5-6 years? I've got no idea. I actually have no idea. I'd love to work that out. It's really simple maths, we can do it.
7, 8, 9, 21, 22. This is our 7th year of knowing each other.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. Is that including the 2 years that we like knew of
each
other?
Yeah, that's like knowing your face and your name.
Yeah, but yeah, knowing that there's a girl that looks like Selena Gomez sitting next to me.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I don't even think it's about a marketed thing of like, this isn't for me. Because I think if anything, it's like, oh, this is probably my category. Not that you were saying earlier, the pretty girl thing, but like a young girl who's kind of in the space and like, I like skincare and all. It's like, yeah, that feels like my realm. That feels like I'll fit in there, sure. But the like sense of commitment to themselves and like almost being proud and like, I mean, turning it into their whole brand is one thing. But
yeah, I just see that as disingenuous. I'm not seeing it as health. It's giving me an unhealthy energy. To need to drink water and then take a video of it and make a real sponsored by water
stuff,
company. It's not doing it health
not
for
that
me.
But like in real life, not the whole that girl thing, but like in life, the people who take care of themselves.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, what, there's no reason why that wouldn't be me. There's no reason. It's like, I know all the things.
Yeah.
I do all that. Do you know what I mean? There's no reason apart from the fact that I've actually made such an effort over the years to like abandon any care for myself and like actually neglect myself, like on a physical health, soul level, just on every level.
Yeah.
I've really put myself, and I think that's part of like being young and being in your 20s and like being in your early 20s and just being like, fuck it, I'll just do whatever. I'll do that. I'll do the things that I know are bad for me because who cares and blah, blah, blah. Because it's fun.
In the name of fun, though.
In the name of
that's
fun.
That's what's the thing. The youthful element is like, I'll drink a load of shit. I'll smoke. I'll do all of this bad
stuff.
Exactly. In the name
I'll
of fun.
I'll do things I shouldn't do.
Self-love.
In the name of fun. But sometimes it's, I'll do things I shouldn't do. I'll drink. I'll smoke in the name of self-destruction or self-neglect.
And that's the difference. Yeah,
that's the difference, my friends.
Yeah. Well, because it's not motivated by love, basically. It's just motivated by... Because I think like, if you're doing the self-destructive behaviours in the name of fun, it's like, that is in your best... That is in your best interest.
Exactly.
Then.
It's not
you're doing that to better your life, to give you experiences, all this stuff. If you're just sitting
it's
on your sofa and not eating just because you're neglecting yourself, what's that in the name of? In the name of the devil.
In the name of death, in the name of the Grim Reaper. Yeah.
That's horrific.
So I also think it was interesting when we put on the story saying like, okay, guys, when you make an effort to prioritize yourselves and try and like yourselves a bit, how is it, what's the response? Like, what are you met with in life? Like, are your friends and family and the people in your life and just general society, are they supportive of you or are they unsupportive of you?
Yeah.
Because Steffi and I have had this conversation a few times of like, when we kind of try our best to really radically embrace ourselves and do things that we want to do that feel really aligned to like the truest form of ourselves and like really deeply make us feel good and that feel really true to us and not a reflection of something that a teacher said to us when we were six or what our parents want of us or some version of us that society has created. When we try and do something for ourselves, unfortunately,
it's not met with love.
Yeah. It hasn't been met with love. It's actually been met with, dare I say, hate of the highest form.
I think that
hate to the highest power.
Also, we were talking about like, we've learned this lesson time and time again, that it's like whenever you feel like you're prioritizing yourself, suddenly it feels like kind of the microscope's on you and everyone's kind of like, what the fuck is she doing? And I feel like it's just such an enduring, timeless, universal topic that it's like, I feel like we're going to learn this lesson time and time and time again. Actually, also, when we were talking about it, I was thinking, like, we've learned this a few times, and I feel like a time that you probably really learn it is when you have a kid. I feel like that would hit in the, like, deepest way, in that it's, like, something takes a priority, like, larger than you. That it's, like, okay, now my whole life is about this thing and, like, protecting this thing and all of this stuff. It's the most unlikable thing you can do, is like you become completely unavailable, completely obsessed with this thing, essentially completely boring. You don't really look like yourself anymore, all of this stuff, like you're just in this shit. Like,
any new mothers out there sending love for the brutality you just,
your whole vibe is this thing now. Like, you've lost your personality, you're just this thing. Or like,
ouch,
hopefully you don't lose your personality, blah blah blah, but like something has taken on a greater importance than all your friends, all of this shit. There's a thing that's much,
you're feeling judged,
any of it. I feel like that you would really learn the lesson of like, people don't really want you to be happy in like, what, they fucking,
no,
they do,
want
and
you
they
to
don't
serve them. You know what, it's kind of what I was saying in last week's episode, which if you haven't heard, go back to hear the breakdown that I was having, but it's kind of, we've had this conversation before about, which I seem to say in every episode, we've had this conversation before, it's like, oh, we're just regurgitating dry content then, sorry guys, but this conversation does often come up of, are you treating yourself the way that you would treat someone that you love, or are you treating yourself like a piece of scrappy shit on the floor? And kind of, I was saying like, I'm in a point of tension, I think, with how much, with just my place like in the space on the podcast and just who I am and like where I'm going and how much I want to share and just the price of being vulnerable on the internet. Boo-hoo, I guess. But, and it's kind of the thing that we were saying of, there was, it was, I think I've tied this to her before, but Samantha Maria, who I love so much, googled most beautiful woman on the planet and her face pops up. Honestly, I remember she was talking about when she had a daughter, actually, this is why you reminded me, and she was saying like, someone I think had asked her like, what if your daughter wanted to make content on the internet? And Samantha Maria, Sammy, was like, I would hope that she doesn't, because it's such a scary, painful thing to do, which then begs the question, why am I happy to do it for myself when I wouldn't want someone that I love so unconditionally to do it? And that's kind of, I think, what I was trying to convey in last week's episode, is like, I love this with my whole heart, but I don't know if I would encourage someone that I love, I would want them to know that there are like huge risks and that it's important to weigh up if you're in a position to take on those risks or not.
Yeah.
And we've also, people have sent messages before, like I remember someone sent a message saying like, it adds an additional layer onto the conversation of, it's a shame that as women we find it so hard to value ourselves that we have to think of ourselves in relation to being a daughter like a mother,
someone else,
someone else's property, which is insane.
It's kind of you, but it's kind of not you, it's just like a more likable version, cuter, younger version of
you with value.
Yeah, it's you, but kind of mixed with someone else.
But better.
Yeah, just like, no. Yeah, it's so fucked.
It's so stupid.
It's
but
so
that's
shit.
What I'm kind of feeling like at the moment is that I think as well, something Steffi and I were laughing, like when we put that story up of like, how do you guys feel when you guys do something to prioritize yourself? Are you met? Like, do your friends and family support that of you? Because in our experience, often they don't. And we were like, you're all going to come back and be like, yeah, my friends are so supportive. Like, they're the best. And we're going to be like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
But I also think, as if it was, you were saying this earlier, that sometime I think there's a kind of measurement of like, okay, but how radically are you loving yourself? Because I think if you saw me a couple of years ago, I would have been like, yeah, I'm making an effort to like prioritize myself. And oh yeah, like I know that that's a thing that I should do, kind of in that I'm on the internet and I listen to podcasts way. Like, yeah, I care about like taking time for myself. Yeah, like tick me. Like that's kind of the box I would tick in the survey. But I wasn't actually practicing or like understand it, hadn't hit me yet properly.
Yeah.
And I think now I'm at a point where I feel almost quite passionately about it, to the point where I don't have any other personality for some reason. Like, it's taken over my whole life, if I feel like.
Yeah, I want to ask you some questions about it in a minute.
Okay. But now that it just feels like such a huge, it feels like a big priority for me. It's like, there's really no way around this now. Can't go over it, can't go under it. I have to go through it.
I have to go through it.
There's no way around it now.
That is really funny.
I've got to face the final boss, the final Pokemaster. I need to deal with the final hurdle of nothing else is going to matter if I can't get to some conclusion of like not hating myself so deeply and like all the self-esteem 100%. Shit. Like I need to draw a line under this now, because it's getting silly. Do you know what I mean? Like, where am I going with this? I think I can pack this in my bag and take it everywhere I go. Absolutely not. It's kind of like I've packed my bag, packed my luggage, I packed my snacks, I've got cheese and crackers in my bag, and I've also packed this rat. I packed Scabbers.
It's going to eat, it's going to get right into the cheese and crackers.
And I'm like, oh, I've always had this rat, me and this rat, like the rat is the only thing I know. But everywhere I go, I open my bag, God, I've got less cheese, less crackers. This rat is actually eating me alive. And I'm so attached to this idea of this ratty perspective of hating myself that it's actually destroying my food and my sustenance and my whole life and my whole livelihood.
Do you know what? I completely fucking agree. I think that's a so great, like, analogy.
Because
I definitely have a little Remy in my bag too.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, just fuck this motherfucker.
I've got greedy old Emil in here.
Exactly, yeah.
He's eating the garbage.
Ask the questions. You were going to ask me something.
I was going to say, like, in the way that you asked me, like, what are three ways that you show yourself you love yourself, blah, blah, blah. What are the things, like, in this new phase that you're in right now, of, like, really deeply, I feel like you're really, like, respecting yourself and, like, giving yourself time, and you're not, they're not necessarily the simple things like drink water, blah, 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 blah. It's like, I feel like you're in like a quiet, if I was going to go down a tarot road, you're quite hermit card, really kind of deeply allowing yourself some time. What would you say are the things, like the actual things you are doing? Like, what does that look like? How does it manifest in your day?
Okay, how does it manifest in my day? Well, I think the biggest thing is I'm really, it's all so woo-woo that like everything I say is just going to sound empty, and it's going to be the thing of seeing all that, going scrolling through the NHS thing and being like, boring. Like, I think unless you're at this point where like you really are trying to care about, like, almost this is my top line for me of like, right now it's the only thing that I can do. Or almost like nothing else fucking matters though, does it? Because
literally,
this is life or death for me now. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
bottom line, nothing. The crux is that nothing else matters.
Or it's like, without this, you can have nothing else. Like, almost
there's
this is the gateway to anything else. Like,
exactly.
This is the baseline of, like, basically, life or death. It's like, to survive, you need to learn this fucking thing. And then you can have everything else, all the fun shit. But it's like, you actually, it's like, you don't get any of the good shit without actually realizing that you're worth something. Mm. Like, that is, it was just completely necessary.
Yeah. I have been just trying to sprinkle. It's so obvious that it just feels so mundane and like empty. But I'm really just trying to, it was actually something that my therapist was talking about as well weeks ago. My old therapist, I now have a new one, which I'm really excited about, because I'm really quite, you know when it's like, oh, I'm in love with you now, like, can I come over, can we snuggle?
Like, it's so hard not to be in love with your therapist.
When they're good. Oh, God.
Oh,
so
when
good.
They're bad, get fucked. But when they're good, bad, boy, they're good.
They're good. I've had one session with them, by the way. It's embarrassing. Also,
it's crazy to fall in love so quickly.
I looked and I was like, oh, you're married. You've got a ring on your finger. And then I thought, why have I just looked at your finger?
Why am I jealous?
I was like, I never do that. Why have I, like, oh, you've spoken for. I've noticed that you've got a ring on. It's so weird.
That's
to me.
Really funny.
Psychotic.
It's also funny because now therapists kind of work from home. You can see a bit of their bedroom.
About their life. Yeah. It's like, let me in. Pan the
yeah,
camera
like,
around,
you're looking
Rachel.
At their belongings.
Their belongings. Also,
like, I was
it's
looking
like,
at my ones like candles and things. It's like, oh, nice taste.
You can't not put on a show for them as well. This is why it doesn't work for me, because I'm just putting out, I'm putting out all the stuff. Exactly, yeah.
I need to
I'm
stop
tallying
with the
up the laughs that I get from her. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to make sure that every day I go into, I've set myself up with multiple things that I enjoy and that are easy to do. You could call this behavioral activation, which means like things that are easy Ooh. For you to do. Yeah, easy to implement, not too like challenging or too much pressure around it. There's no like torturing if you don't get around to doing it. It's just purely there to give you like half an hour, but I meant 30 seconds. I guess either works. I'm just bad at maths.
I understand the logic is 30-30.
Yeah, exactly. Do you see what I mean? See where I was going? Yeah. So, do you want to know some examples?
Definitely. That's all I want to know.
Okay, so this is quite a weird one, which I'm actually not doing right now, but I was doing it before. And if you're at a really low point, Harry, I now speak directly to you. If you're like hanging on by a thread, hope you're okay, sending love. Yeah. If you can't get out of bed, if you can't have a shower, if you can't go and make yourself a cup of tea, all of those things, you can't reply to people, blah, blah, blah. If you're really in the pits with a capital P.
Yeah. And a capital ITS.
Yeah, exclamation point, exclamation point. Yeah. Zac Efron, exclamation point.
Cutie, God, I was so in love. He looks so good with that exclamation point.
Cutie boy, take us back to the
role of a lifetime being the exclamation point.
Something that is a good way to get yourself out of bed, out into the bathroom, wash your face, brush your teeth, make tea, all of those things. She was like, she actually said biscuits, which I was like, bit much. But I had little like clementines, like little easy peeler vibes by my
way
bedside
to make
table.
Something delicious and fun. So shit, a clementine.
Do you think you don't
know?
Like
so nice, but that's not like a treat. A clementine is like,
so okay, let me talk.
Are you having
you
a seggy sorry, a segment or
a seggy? A fucking seggy.
I would be like, can I have a seggy? I literally say, can I have a seggy?
That is a joke. Stop it. You don't
genuinely, like, if someone was eating clementine, oh yeah, can I have a seggy? Genuinely. Segment of your orange.
A seggy.
I would be
well,
like,
you could
I have,
have a seggy, or you could have the whole thing. They're only little. They're like,
oh, they're
like
they're
what
really
kids
small.
Eat. Do you know what I mean? They're really diddy. Yeah, diddy.
Diddy seggy.
So she was saying biscuits because she was like, if you have biscuits and milk, she even said, and I thought, I'm drawing the line here.
Biscuits
but
and
needless,
milk.
Needless to say, I've got a new therapist, but I'll pass on her idea anyway. Have biscuits. She said a lot of people like this. Which I can't personally vouch for, but I put my own spin on it. But hers
milk.
Was biscuits.
Dipping a digestive
and milk.
In a bit of milk.
As soon as you wake up, can you imagine? As soon as you wake up in the morning, but look, I'm not judging you guys. Some of you might like this, because she was like, if you, it gets worse. If you have a biscuit as soon as you wake up and then you have some milk, it's like oh, the bits yeah. are in your mouth, like you need to brush your teeth.
Yeah,
that was the vibe around it. So it's like, oh, now I can't stay in bed, I need to get up and brush my teeth because it's so disgusting in your
well,
mouth.
Well, an orange is really gonna do that.
Well, exactly, that was why I was like, I don't really want to wake up and have biscuits and milk.
Like, almost like you, an orange is giving
I'm Santa Claus. So I was like, I want something fresh, I want something that really wakes me up. And then she also I've also been looking into nutrition, which I was telling you about, because
oh,
she's
yeah,
given
yeah,
me this huge list, like kind of encyclopedia of all the different foods and like foods with different chemicals and stuff that like kind of motherload rosebud, like hack, like cheat code yeah. your brain
yeah.
into giving you a little bit of happiness. I have to take what I can get in this life. So I thought, look, let's try an orange, see how that goes. And it put me in a good mood, to be honest. I felt like a kind of little old lady peeling an orange and popping it in. Do you know what I mean? It's just
They're
like,
delicious.
Look, here I am. It's kind of, oh, my silly little orange, my silly little Seggy, and my silly little bed, my silly little life. It just is a little bit silly.
So you have an orange bed, so do you keep it next to your bed, and then you have it first
thing in the morning? Yeah, I would say put some on your bedside table.
I love that so much.
How I love
that. That's chocolate on the pillow energy. That's hotel.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
So I did that. I also think, for me, a non-negotiable.
Sorry, can I just say, was she suggesting you keep a glass of milk on your bedside table?
Yeah, like a flask.
Overnight.
Was the word that she used. So look, thumbs down. Thumbs down from
She's
me.
Off her nut. What the hell?
I had to get, like, not for that reason, but there are a few things stacking against her, unfortunately.
Tea and biscuit, or like a cookie and milk I could have. Like a chocolate chip cookie dipped in milk.
Hi, Rudolph. Honestly, like... I just thought we're on different wavelengths here. So
if you don't, no,
she stepped me up.
Sorry,
but anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, something that's quite a non-negotiable for me, but on my own terms, in quite an annoying way, is seeing people that I love and feel really comfortable with, and spending time with people, or even just messaging people. Like,
yeah.
A lot of my friends will do like 5-minute voice notes back and forth. Like, it's like, I'll send one at 9, they send one at 12, I'll get back to them at half. Do you know what I mean? Like, just throughout the day, it's like, when anyone's got a minute,
you're just peppering in some social interaction.
You're just peppering in. You're saying, hey, how's it going? I've had my Seggy of orange. I've just done this. I'm feeling a bit blah, blah, blah. And it's just, honestly, like a brain dump. So maybe, I mean, it really does have to be with people that you're like fully
close with. Yeah.
Yeah, like on that level with, where like you care to hear their inner workings and you're happy to share yours with them. Yeah.
You want to hear about their orange. Like most people, a lot of people, I wouldn't care to hear about their morning orange. Certain people I would care to hear.
I'm sure that's how lots of people listening feel.
And totally, to be honest, fair.
And you're justified, guys. You're justified. But little things like that. So I'm making, but then I also, something else that I've come up with, sorry, I'm really running my mouth now, but no, I was saying this to you, Seffi, the other day, was that I thought in my head, what would be quite helpful for me, because I can be quite I'm taking things day by day, I'm taking things minute by minute, and I am a person who also has like these separate struggles. So it's me and the struggles, and we're going through things, and my brain is coming up with all these things. It's me and the rat, and it's like, right, I've noticed some behaviors in this rat. Like, for example, it quite likes the wheel running around like a little hamster. It quite likes the cage. It quite likes... I'm trying to kind of wrangle. I'm trying to like be a bit of a cowboy, like sheepdog, wrangle this rat into the most convenient way for me. And sometimes it's just going to be completely unpredictable and gnaw through my bag and fall out on the floor screaming. And sometimes it's going to be snoozing away and we're fine and I can do my life and everything's good. What was I saying? Oh yeah, one thing I came up with, because I thought, sometimes I feel like I'm completely like at mercy, like I'm defenseless to this rat, to this ugly shit in my brain, and I've not got a hope in hell, basically. And I can't deal with things, can't reply to Seffi, can't do the things that I love, like can't make tea and get up, those sorts of things, like real, just like, God, I'm not in a place where I can live my life. I'm ill. Ill person, I'm unwell. Something I thought was, it would be helpful for me, and I'm in the luxurious position of being able to do it, is to be like, I'm just going to take a weekend, even if it's
a
Tuesday.
When you say this, I love this.
I know
so
this
much.
Is, well, it's like, it doesn't work if you're working, if your work schedule is not going to give you a weekend. So for that, I can only apologize. But for the girlies on their gap year, or working from home in a job that doesn't seem to, your boss doesn't know whether you're working or not, if you have
when
some,
you can decide that your weekend is a Tuesday, Wednesday, for example,
exactly, if you have some flexibility, which is a very luxurious position to be in, and has its pros and cons if you're mentally ill, but I just think being able to be like, I'm gonna take a weekend, and it's just, I've got the rest of the day and I've got tomorrow to just do whatever my rat needs to do to sort itself out, just to give my brain some space, because the guilt and the shame is absolutely,
that's
just,
well,
I can't,
I would honestly,
I
say it's half the
it.
Issue, like, or 100%, like, more than half, like, the work, we always talk about it, but like adding the guilt and the shame to an existing issue. I do feel like the weekend thing, when you sort of told me about this, I do
it.
Think it's it's such a good way to, like, for example, like, there's something you need to do on the Monday, you can't do it, rather than just basically you're not going to do it on the Tuesday and you're probably not going to do it on the Wednesday.
Exactly, yeah.
You're just going to feel fucking shit. That's your daily routine for those days. If you give yourself a weekend, as you were saying, it's almost like, okay, so even if it's like you can't take time off work, all of this shit, totally, but it's like, I'm going to give myself a weekend from doing my ASOS parcel. If that's the thing, that's your barrier. Exactly. That's your block. But it's like, okay, I'm going to give myself a weekend from replying to that text. It's like, you then don't feel shit on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's like, you don't have to do it. It's not on your to-do list until fucking Thursday or whatever fucking
And the security of that is, it's only a weekend. So for me personally, that feels like it will work, or if that feels right for me right now, because it feels like, for me personally, a long enough time that I have to let my brain do whatever it needs to do. But it's also, you've kind of got the security of, it's only like a day and a half. It's only like 2 days max. So if there's an email, I can get back to it in 2 days, rather than putting it off. And then not getting back to it for like 7 days, which is an issue.
Well, exactly.
And then it makes it worse and the cycle reinforces. So it's like, I'm giving myself, just giving yourself time. Permission. Bloody
time.
Hell.
Just basically showing yourself some respect that it's like, there's no need to feel shit for 2 days when realistically the outcome is going to be the same. But one of them, the perception is that you've failed to do it. Every second that goes by is a failure to do that task. And one of them is like, oh, well, I don't need to do that until like midday on fucking Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I do also think the biggest thing for me, and the only reason why I'm at this weird, annoying, unlikable point where I can't shut up about taking this time for myself and just doing things that make me feel good and all of this stuff, the only reason I'm at this point, I think, is because I feel like for the first time in my life, I have the clarity of, oh, you're not just someone who like needs to get over it and just pull yourself together. Like everyone else can do it, pull yourself together.
No.
It's like, no, you're actually dealing with an illness, and be fucking reasonable and logical and give yourself the space to deal with it at the end.
That changes everything.
It's really like, god, it doesn't have to be that dramatic. Like, you're just someone
dramatic in a different way, because it's like, it doesn't make the feelings of it any less shit. If anything, it's like, right now there's a fucking whole thing to work on, but it's like, at least you can see clearly, like, you're not in the dark with it. It's like, when you acknowledge that it's like, this is actually, it's like a medical problem, it's like, okay, so then it becomes so much more manageable, because look, there are fucking textbooks on this shit. Like, I don't know, that, like, I definitely think, like, just to say my own fucking piece on it, is that like, when I realized that it's like, right, okay, so body dysmorphia is the thing you're struggling with here, not just a feeling of perpetual fatness and like, you're not good enough, you need to lose weight, that's the answer, it's actually like, oh, then you can read books on it and that will reflect your life back to you and all of this stuff. It's like, oh, so then you can actually, like, there's basically a clear set pathway from the fucking NHS and fucking doctors to like overcoming or living manageably with this fucking thing. You being like, okay, so what I'm dealing with is depression or whatever fucking shit you guys have. I'm talking now to Harry. Like, whatever you have, it's like, when you actually get that, I'm not even going to say diagnosis, but that understanding of yourself, of like, that I know that that is what I have and I recognize it and all this stuff. It's like, there is actually, I mean, people have been working on this shit. Like, whilst we've been sleeping and shit, people have been writing essays, they've been doing their dissertations, they've been going to school on this
shit. It's like, who do you think you are as the anomaly that like, oh no, I just must be fucked. I couldn't possibly have this condition that everyone else has the same symptoms as me, and everyone else has the same thing, blah, 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 blah. No, I must be just a weirdo.
Yeah.
No.
There are literally like, it's so funny. Like, I find that such a relieving moment for people when I've seen that, like, one of my friends got therapy recently, and like, you know, when they send through like a little leaflet, like the NHS basically sends you like basically a PDF of like, for example, OCD, like, here are the symptoms of OCD, and here's a little like little booklet that you can read through in the meantime before you get the stuff. And it's so nice watching someone kind of, that like feeling of recognition of like, oh my god, like, the behaviors you're listing, it's my most shameful secret.
I'm not just a piece of shit. I'm not just a fucking weird dick.
No,
I've got this thing. Someone with this issue.
Yeah.
Job done.
Isn't that crazy?
It's half the... Yeah, no, it
and
is.
And then it's a whole... It you've got, that opens up a whole new host of fucking issues. You've got to deal with this fucking impossible fucking thing. But at least you can look it in the face and you can see that it's got some fucking letters. It's got a name. And it's like, that's what I'm dealing with.
But I think the journey of that is shit and difficult and all of those things. But I don't think will ever be as hard as being in the thick of the symptoms of your issue.
And not knowing.
And not even understanding. Yeah, just... just like almost thinking, you almost like, you know, you've got it, but like you're not taking it seriously. You're not giving yourself the validation completely and the space that you need. And it's embarrassing. You need to pull yourselves together.
Not embarrassing.
You need to sort it out seriously because you're wasting your life. I'm sorry, but you are wasting your life. You honestly, like, you deserve happiness and you can go and get it. I believe in
you. Do you know what's so fucking true? So fucking true. Because also, that's the thing. It's like the scariest bit.
Nobody's coming, Harry.
You're so right. Is that moment before you choose to actually do anything. Like, as soon as you're in the fucking process of doing something, it's like, look, you're looking at it head on. And it actually is. I just think it's so much easier when you know what's going on.
Problem shared is a problem halved.
So fucking true. With a stunning therapist that you can just look at all their candles in the background. Look at her ring.
God. Check if she's
wonder
married.
What her dress was like.
Gorgeous. Right, it's getting weird.
Yeah,
let's go.
Nice episode.
Lovely episode. Thank you so much for doing
thank
it with
you
me.
So much for doing this with me, and thank so you so
deserved.
Much for listening.
Yeah, thanks guys. See you soon.
So deserved. Well, if you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.